We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know, you can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on radio.com.
This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What was the moment you knew you were in trouble? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, just a real quick aside. I'm in the car with Miles once. We may or may not have been smoking weed, pulling out of the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say you like hit a BMW or something like that, right?
I hit a car, yeah.
And at that time, honestly, we were going to try to gun it and get the hell out of there. But I remember, because it's like, let's go. And,
Baltimore was a different life.
Different time.
Different times.
You were going to gun it out, but then we see the guy.
We see the cop.
And I remember at that moment, it's like, crap. And then Miles looks over at me because I have a bowl in my hand, man.
But he's so stunned.
I was high.
Steve's got the bowl, but he's holding it up high, like in window view. Like, his elbow is on his knee, and his hand is straight up, and the damn thing's smoking.
Yeah.
This cop is walking over to the car, and I'm like, hey, dude, put the bowl down. Like, it's still smoking. Like, there's no way he wasn't going to know.
Well, I know, but to me, I see the cop walking over, and all I can think is, man, Miles is going to get in trouble.
Yeah,
despite me holding this smoldering bowl.
Well, I left my number.
But you were about to gun it, man. You were going to get out of there. And
maybe,
I think the cop even indicated, like, you weren't trying to drive out. Because if you saw it, it's like ding.
It would have been. Maybe so.
Yeah.
It could have happened.
You weren't trying to leave, were you?
Yeah, that's basically all he said. Like, nah.
Not me.
Nah, man.
I'm just getting high. What was the moment you knew you were in trouble? 844-999-OLA.
There's a way they ask, too.
Yeah, they were very clear, man, with the guy, but it's like, no, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we saw him.
And there are no BS cops there, man. They're just to the quick.
I told you, when we were tailgating in Tennessee down at Calhoun's, the cop comes over and he goes, you paid for both spots, correct? So you know me, I'm a terrible liar. I look down and my brother's like, yeah, we paid for both. And he was like, all right, fellas, don't want any trouble out here today.
You are the one. And Ted, this is
and
your
he
problem.
Was like, almost like, you pay, like, basically, like, just tell me you paid for him.
Ted, one of the things, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, one of the things I respect about you most is that you just choose not to lie, not just because you're an honest person, but because you suck at lying. And you openly admit this, right?
That's terrible.
But when the cop is throwing you the bone, you know, like, I'm not, like, man, listen to me. I'm telling you, you paid for both. Like, that's the time to just step up and say yes, because that's all he needs to hear.
I went to my classic, stare at my feet and shuffle them.
I know, it's just like, God damn it, you are no help. Hello, David. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, so, moment that I realized I messed up, I was probably in like 7th or 8th grade. We took this gallon bucket of ice cream. It was empty. We tied some surgical tubing to it. We were launching water balloons out of it.
Right.
And we were getting pretty good at aiming and everything, so we're like, you know what, let's try and hit a moving target. And so we went down.
There's not a lot of moving things that are happy to be hit.
Yeah.
No, and so we decided, the three of us, me and my two buddies, we're going to try and hit a car or cars that were driving by on a road with a trail like 90 degrees perpendicular to it. And we missed the first couple of times, and then we connected with one car. And then we realized that it was a police officer's car. It was a cop car. Yep. And so we didn't realize it at first, but we heard the squealing tires and the guy slammed on his brakes. And then he turned on his lights and then he turned on his siren. And then all three of us just kind of stopped and looked at each other. And then we threw the water balloon launcher and just freaking booked it.
Of course, because that's the little kid reaction to cops is to run. You know, one thing.
I can't remember.
There's something about, like, listen, if you hit a cop car with anything, and granted, it's a water balloon, I'm sure he knew it was kids and all that, but, and I understand their position, they will never, ever believe you, even when you say, I didn't know it was a cop car.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah. If it's a cop car and you hit it, you didn't, and I know you didn't mean to do it, but there's nothing you can ever say to that cop to convince him that you didn't mean to hit his car.
I was probably 10, 12 years old. And like anything
about
else,
11. You don't care about 11.
Street was flat. That's the only place you could throw a ball, really, mm-hmm. for the most part. So that's where we would throw football or whatever. Sure. And we just throw, and a car comes, you know, Yeah, you just get off the side. But whenever a car came, we always tried to make it a point to kind of like throw the football over top of the car.
Yeah, of course.
When the car went by. That was kind of part of the fun, you know. So my buddy Jeff, he cocks back and throws the football. He hits the antenna on what was either like a Camaro or a Firebird, one of those big kind of, you know, one of those cars. But this guy that was in our neighborhood, first of all, he was a single dude.
That's why he had a Camaro or a Firebird.
Yeah, he was the guy that was always out there washing it, waxing it. I mean, it was like an extension of this guy's penis for the most part. And he was...
I washed and waxed my penis in my driveway as well.
Like, he was a stereo salesman. He's this guy.
He's that guy.
All right, so as soon as, you know...
Stereo salesman?
Yeah, he is. Like, as soon as he was... So, like, you know those guys. Like, hey. So, you know, so he jumps out of the car. He stops the car. But he didn't put the car in park.
Oh, no.
So, when he jumped out of the car, he was like, you mother... You know, and he was like... And he started running at us. And all of a sudden, we're like, mister, your car. Your car. He had the door open. So, he just runs back in there and he jumps. And he puts the brake on for a minute. And I think it kind of shook him up a little bit.
Yeah.
He just kind of points back and he's like, damn you guys. Like, you know, hell with it. He just shuts the door and we were just like, oh God. Like, you know, it was so, like, as a kid, like, you know, you feel terrible about that. You know, you never wanted to hit the guy's car.
I used to shoot cars with water guns from a bush that wasn't very big. And then one day some dude came back and was like banging on the door.
Just with a water gun?
Well, I mean, you know, his windows were open.
Okay.
This is the time.
I like how you didn't add that in the beginning.
And like the Super Soaker had just come out, so I mean, I'm taking aim. But I remember him banging on the door, and my dad was like, what is that? I don't know.
What was the moment that you knew you were in trouble? 844-999-OLA.
You got to keep in mind, I'm hiding in a tree that at this time of year has nothing on it.
So it's just some dude sitting
down
a tree.
It's just a fat kid sitting in like some sticks.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't know why I thought he wouldn't notice me.
I like that. Well, his window was open.
Yeah.
Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola! Okay, well, this is going to be hard for me to tell you because it just gets me my blood going and freaks me out still talking about it. But in 99, I was in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri for basic training for the summer. And by the end of summer, fall, I was sitting down and we're out for BRM, which was basic rifle marksmanship. And one of the things they teach you is do not mess with the wildlife, period. And, you know, all summer long, you know, you got two canteens of water. They're making you drink every 5 minutes. And there's like 120 of us.
By the way, before they say, hey, don't mess with the wildlife, do they say, attention, white people?
Because no.
I'm thinking a brother's don't worry about it, man.
Everybody.
Okay.
But, anyways, basically what they did, we were in a class and telling us how to take apart our M16 and so forth. And, you know, and everybody's got to go to the bathroom. And he gives us a 5 minute bathroom break, and there's 120 of us and like three urinals. And so I walked up to the sergeant and I just said, hey, you know, we can't do this. And he said, all right, we'll go out into the woods, but don't go out too far. And he goes, and remember, don't F with the wildlife. And so I didn't even go out that far. I probably went out like 15, 20 feet, you know, because I really had to go up. I did a lot of water. And I was sitting there and there's like leaves all over the ground and the sun just whizzing away and I thought it was me that was ruffling the leaves in front of me. And now there's three snakes that are poisonous. There's the diamondback, the rattlesnake, and the copperhead or cottonmouth. And then there's a fourth snake, which is a black snake. And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter what kind of snake it is, a snake's a snake. And in front of me, about 3.5 feet, this snake, black snake, gets up, and I'm 6'4", and when he gets up, it's right at waist level to me.
So he picked his head up to look at you.
Well, yeah.
He probably wanted to look at that penis.
He was looking at my friend. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, and I had so much water in me. I don't know how I stopped. I just did.
Because there's a snake looking at like, your penis.
He's about to strike.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I'm freaking out. And I'm freaking out now just telling you. I hate snakes. I just hate them. And I hate this one, too. But anyways, all of a sudden everybody's walking back, and I had already tucked it away back into my BDUs, and I'm standing with my hands around my crotch, and I'm like trying to yell, but not yell, because I don't want to startle the snake that's staring at my member.
So are you just standing there, basically staring at this thing?
Yeah, and he's just like sitting straight up, and I don't know how big it is, but it's got to be pretty big, because it's up into my waist, and I'm 6'4".
Yeah.
So in comes 120 soldiers from out in the woods doing their thing, and I'm trying to yell at them, and finally one of the...
Yeah. Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother... and... Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
No brown words, Bruce.
Sorry.
We know you're reliving the moment.
This just really bothers me. I still have it. Every time I look at the marks on my arm. It's
also, did it bite you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it bit me good. And I screamed like a girl, and then they did the whole thing.
But it was just
But what happened was the sergeant comes back, and he's sneaking up behind me, trying not to startle the snake, and he goes, yep. He goes, that's a big one. And he's like, okay, well, slowly, I want you to take one step backwards. And I didn't notice till it was too late, but there was a tree log behind me. I mean, like right behind me. So the only way I could take a step backwards was to bend my knee. And when I did, my knee went forward. And the snake just started, I could see it just starting to lunge forward. And I went to just turn around to run. And when I went to turn, it latched right onto my arm. And I didn't even give it a second thought. I just grabbed it by the neck. And I just ripped it right off my arm when it ripped the skin open, because their teeth coming back. And one of the teeth popped off and lodged in my arm, and I threw it as far as I could, and I started screaming like a girl. And
yeah, I would too. Meanwhile, the snake tells the story. It's like, man, one time I'm chilling under leaves, this a-hole peed on me, then he's going to knee me in the face. Then he knocked my tooth out.
Wow. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what was the moment that you knew that you were in trouble? Here come those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail. A couple from today. Guys, I'll start off by saying I'm 32 years old. 6 months ago, I thought I was having real bad anxiety. Couldn't stop my racing mind, and my chest was hurting. Normal signs for anxiety for me. Now it's a few hours later, and the chest pain was growing and growing. What finally made me realize the situation was worse than I thought was when my arms started going numb. That's when I called 911. Turned out I was having a heart attack due to 80% blockage in the top right widowmaker artery. After surgery to put in a stent and following the pill regimen, I feel better than ever, but a heart attack at 32 doesn't give you much hope for the future. Have a great day, guys. I knew I was in trouble when the condom broke while I was having sex with my roommate, because right as I realized it broke, I had a heart attack, which led to open heart surgery. Yes, she was hot, and I was drunk. Liquor and whores. I had to read at least those two.
A heart attack.
Yes. Couple of heart attack stories. Why not? To lighten the mood. All right, let's get on the birthdays. Guys, today is my son Hunter's second birthday. Could you please give him some Shannon Sharp and Ozzy Ted telling him how awesome choo-choo trains are? Thanks, guys. That from your buddy James, official Algonia Royal Taste Tester.
For his second birthday, tell you about the choo-choo trains. I like all the smoke coming out of the smokestacks and they go down the track. Very scenic. Very scenic tour.
Yeah, Teddy from Evan. You know, usually I tell you little youngsters to stay in school, but choo-choo trains are great. They go choo-choo. They carry a lot of stuff. That's how you get a lot of your goods.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah. Guys, can't believe it's been another year. Our
Who's the famous train? Charles? Thomas. Chuck? Thomas.
Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chuck's the one. He had a bright future, and then he got hooked on drugs.
Oh,
and they took him back to the road.
He was part of the opioid epidemic.
Oh, yeah.
We can't believe it's been another year already. Our little Miles is 7 today. This year, he asked for an original fish sandwich, a suck-it-up cupcake, and a Ray Lewis time to take off the leash. That from Jamie and Eric, pronounced Mom and Dad.
Fish sandwich.
So, suck it up, cupcake.
It's time to take off the leash.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Twitter had a purge. Ted and I were talking about this in the office. And two of the major people who were affected by this Twitter purge, turns out it was Ray Lewis and Britt McHenry from ESPN.
Correct.
Yeah, Ray, this apparently.
He's on Fox now.
He bought a whole lot of followers, and they're all gone now. I bet
you
like
to
send.
Funny?
What's that?
The one thing those two really have in common is they're big God people.
Okay.
All right. Apparently God likes fake followers.
Bitches, I'd like to send a birthday wish to my son, Sean. He turned 16, and his mom and I could not be prouder. He would love an original fish sandwich, a herky-herky, the house is on fire, and some German thrill and Ted. Thanks, guys. That from Shep.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Herky-herky, the house is on fire. Yeah, I hate to use sexual innuendo, but I want to put something in your endo.
Yeah, and I want to put something in your back window.
Guys, great day for celebrating my name day. I'd like to give a shout out also to my birthday brother, Steve, who has survived another year as well. So here's a double request. I would love a Leroy Jenkins, and for Steve, some dirty talking Germans. He deserves the best. Love you guys. That from Linda.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, tonight we will share beer. You can drink from my Heineken, and I will drink from your bush.
Yeah, since he just wants it to Steve dirty this. But, you know, as long as we're drinking beers, I mean, we might as well go to the whole garden.
Yeah, whole garden.
Love the show, guys. I'm Brandon, 22 years old today, and would love a shout out and to hear from the dirty Germans, please.
Yeah, tonight I give you a new candy bar. It's called the Butterfinger.
Yeah. You ever seen a hot dog outside the bun?
I'm going to put mine in.
Yeah, call me Frank, because it's going to be a footer.
Boo, bitches, it's my husband Rich's birthday. Can I please get a little turtle sex? Anna, your penis is too small. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Summer. Oh, guys, happy birthday to Pete. Happy birthday to Pete. She is one of the best human beings on the planet. This must be female Pete. And will drink most of us under the table. Can she get the dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've never met a woman named Pete, but I will introduce you to Peter.
Yeah, Pete. This will be strange when I yell your name in ecstasy.
I will not be yelling your name. Oh, Pete.
Are you from Texas?
Yeah, Texas Pete. You think her last name is Moss? Like Kate Moss, now there's Pete Moss.
All the bitches, today is my buddy Dakota's 23rd trip around the sun. Could y'all give him some turtle wax and the dirtiest of Germans? Thanks, guys, and stay beautiful from the bearded wonder known as Jeff.
Yeah.
year for your birthday, we will go game hunting. I am going to unleash my wild hog into your bushy thicket.
Yeah, because that's the end of the night. We're both getting porked.
Yeah, pulled pork.
Yeah, maybe we're hunting down a boar.
Guys, today's my best friend and true love's birthday, Quentin. He is a survivor and a true medical miracle. Gonna get to cut that bitch off. Next caller, hey, your penis is too small. And finally, those dirty Germans talking about his gonzo penis. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Erica.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, I can't help but think of a gonzo penis looking like a Muppet.
Yeah, my favorite thing about this gonzo penis is there's no waiting around. There's no storylines. It just gets to the point.
Omachella's good buddy, Trent. Awesome carpenter and longtime listener of your show, is another year older. Could he get all of you talking all over each other about how to swing a hammer and drive a nail? Keep it real. Thanks, guys. That from Ener.
Tell you what, the most important thing that I learned as a child, man, is do not nail the nail for someone else's hammer. That is the one thing I know. But man, it should be like three hits out of it.
That's it, man. Screw it. Flip the hammer there.
Bitches, my lovely wife, Joanna, pronounced JoJo Dancer, turns 35 today. She's a bit concerned about getting up there in age, but I know the dirty Germans will cheer her up talking about dirty Italians. Thanks, guys, for all you do. Love the show. That from Daryl.
Yeah, I do not know much about these dirty Italians, but much like them, I want to offer you my stiff noodles.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you it'll be an Alfredo sauce that you will enjoy. Yeah, maybe with some sardines, so it's salty.
You should know his name is Alfredo.
Yeah, you know, we like the Italians.
Hello, everyone. Will you please wish my husband, Jeff, a happy 48th birthday? And how about you guys talking all over yourselves about how awesome Crown Royal is? That's Jeff's drink of choice.
Oh, all right.
That would be great. Thank you so much. That from Melanie. Absolutely.
You know, man, the thing I like most about it is the bag, dude. And I know everybody uses the hybrid weed, but it makes sense, man. It's even handy now. I've loved it ever since I was a kid.
Right in that bag and basically take a bowl out of there. Dumbasses, don't stash it in there. Guys, I would like to send a birthday shout-out to myself because no one else will. Can I get a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about fishing? Thanks, guys. That from Derek.
Yeah, personally, I like to ice fish simply because I like to drop my line in a hole.
Yeah. My favorite thing about fishing, it's a lot what I do. It's about luring people in. Maybe the fish doesn't know what's going on, but he wraps his little mouth around the worm.
Yeah.
Guys, can I get a dirty German 50 birthday wish? God damn, I'm 50. That from Stacy.
50 years old, yeah, you will be dead soon. But we will have much sex before you pass.
Yeah, don't worry. Some people call it the big 5-0. Tonight it'll be the big 05. Yeah.
050.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call the police.
Guys, today is my other half's 55th birthday. His name is Grant, pronounced husband. Just so you know, he doesn't really care for your show, but knows I love it. He most likely listens just to keep me happy. This man has stayed by my side for 33 years through thick and thin. He drives me absolutely nuts and still takes my breath away. Couldn't live without him. How about a suck it up cupcake? I know that would truly make his day. Thanks, guys. That from Renee.
So suck it up, cupcake!
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Ooh. Oh, a couple extra here. Let's see what we got. Okay, guys, this one says, Thrill.
What?
I am blaming you for this.
Oh, boy.
I am working a booth at the Kent Cornucopia Days, and across from me is a booth for Louisiana Cajun Spices and Seasonings. All I can think about all day long is, that from John.
Well, yeah, when you see Louisiana,
This is actually a very nice email.
Was it meant for us?
I believe so.
Okay.
It says, Ola, and thank you. Ola, gentlemen, I've been meaning to write this letter for quite a while. I would like to thank you for bad jokes for your show. Not only does it bring me joy and the occasional groan, but I've incorporated it into my teaching practice. I teach middle school special education students in a program for students with emotional and behavioral challenges. For the last couple of years, I have had bad jokes as a part of my morning meeting for my social skills class.
Okay.
Using this piece, I have been able to pull kids out of dark places and help them build the skills they need to have success in school and beyond. Allowing kids to laugh at things and learn to laugh at their own troubles is both wonderful and heartening. I love my job, and I appreciate what this segment has done for myself and my students. Miles, you'll be happy to hear that this spring, one of my students heard me comment about needing a slide whistle and brought one in for me to use. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. That from Todd Gibson. Got one today, buddy. Yeah, hell yeah.
That's cool, man.
Can't go wrong with that. That is a really nice
thing. And the amazing, because most of the jokes really are bad.
They are. They're terrible. What else do we have? Oh, boy, oh, boy. This one is, how would you say that we pronounce this name? Well, you think it's, is it Aaron or Aaron?
E-I-R-O-N. Yeah.
This guy's a professor at DePaul University in Chicago. So
nice.
He's sending us a very intelligently written email, which, again,
you
we
should
don't
not
get,
have done that.
We don't get a lot of.
You know, I almost went to DePaul.
You did.
That's a lot.
To see a game?
I once was on the train to Wrigley, and we passed DePaul.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I work in Chicago. Let's see here. Always appreciate the men's room love of sciencey stuff. So yesterday, when Lee Ted Smith revisited his admiration for the evolutionary interpretation of pruned fingers and toes resulting from a long stint in the pool, I got to tell you that it made my day. And so I offer up a one-up and can almost guarantee that this will knock young Ted off his bar stool and maybe the rest of you fine souls as well.
All right.
So science. You come in with the, hey, I'm very, I love that you guys do the sciencey stuff. Good on you, Ted. You brought it up. And then I like I'm going to one-up you.
Ted is 100% correct that the prevailing
and
evolutionary
that's the email.
Rest of
time, folks.
Segment, so let's go back in time. Last time you played. Ted is 100% correct that the prevailing evolutionary interpretation of prune digits is to increase friction and therefore grip by increasing the surface area of the skin, making contact with your favorite surface. Say the cold sweat of a frosty beverage glass. But here's the kicker. That tells you why, but it doesn't explain the how. And as a neuroscientist, the psychology of how is way cooler and super unexpected. Okay. Or the physiology, sorry. All right, so it says, if you were asked to explain the pruning effect to a child, whether you have no scientific background or too much science background, most of us would use an analogy. And in the case, maybe something like soaking rice or oatmeal in water or anything that might convey either taking on or losing water.
Oh, I didn't tell my kids it means you're dying.
Swelling or shrinking, respectively. However, it was noted some time ago that individuals sustaining peripheral nerve damage, for instance, that nervous tissue running through the skin no longer had their digits pruned when submerged in water.
Okay.
Combining with the fact that only certain parts of your body prune in response to water contact, this confirms that water simply triggers the nervous system's response, be it an evolutionary one, but doesn't actually directly cause the pruning.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Hope you guys find that remotely interesting, and thanks for doing God's work. Sending you all some love and peace.
Hey, you son of a bitch, can you tell us how it happens then?
I don't, man.
He's like, ha-ha, it doesn't tell you how, and neither am I. Smoke bomb, I'm out.
Yeah, that one went a little over my head.
It said, when you get in the water, your fingers are going to prune. It's your body reacting to the water, to that evolutionary trait. And you go, okay, how does your body do it? That part's not explained.
What else we got here? Oh, guys, on the subject real quick of MREs, some of them come with cheese spread, jalapeno cheese, or cheese spread with bacon. When you cook the main meal, you got to wedge the cheese spread packet between the heater and the box the main meal comes in to melt it. If it comes with crackers, got to crush them, put all of that on and the melted cheese into the main meal, making it a little bit more edible. From Ryan.
Has anyone ever said that they had a
MRE tip, yeah. And 2 years ago, guys, during my unit's annual training, I had a bear walk into our camp. My buddy woke up to tell me to be quiet, but to his surprise, there was a bear already licking my face and then destroyed our entire camp setup.
Good times.
All right, I believe now we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Sean and Seamus sat in shifts sharing shiny, shifty sheep. The shifty, shorn sheep sit on the shore shouting, sit or get off the pot, Ted.
Three times fast.
Sean and Seamus sat in shifts shearing shiny, shifty sheep. The shifty, shorn sheep sit in the shoe shouting, sit or get off the pot, Ted.
One.
Sean and Seamus sat and shift shearing shiny shifty sheep. The shifty scorn sheep sit on the shore shouting, sit or get off the pot, Ted.
Two.
Sean and Seamus sat and shift shearing shiny shifty sheep. The shifty shorn sheep sit on the shore shouting,
oh, no.
Right
there.
Oh,
damn it, man.
I couldn't get it out.
Oh, so close.
Oh, man.
Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, what a night. Castle had a friend come in from Columbia, South America with a whole bunch of cocaine. So we stayed up all night last night doing that and coming up with some new rhymes and riddles.
Miles, I wish I could tell you that was cocaine.
For Ted versus the FCC.
But here's the thing. We still ate the Tide Pods. And to be honest with you, it's not so challenging once you get used to
it. We made an assumption because it was from Columbia that is incorrect.
We came up with a ton of great rhymes and riddles last night. What a creative explosion. But lo and behold.
You guys like a piece of chicken, man. We come in, flour on you.
We come in today, and Keith, who is a listener in lovely Monroe, Michigan, submits his own Ted versus the FCC. We're going to go with this one, and it goes something like this. Sheila is a clock designer. She sells clock designs at Digger Nick's Clock Emporium by the dock. Digger Nick's big black clock design is a hot seller. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Yeah.
Sheila is a clock designer. Sheila sells clocks designed at Digger Nick's Clock Emporium by the dock. Digger Nick's big black clock design is a hot seller.
Three times hang.
Sheila is a clock designer. She sells clock designs at Digger Nick's Clock Emporium by the dock. Digger Nick's big black clock designs is a hot seller.
One.
Sheila is a clock designer. She sells clocks designed at Digger Nick's Clock Emporium by the dock. Digger Nick's big black clock design is a hot seller.
Two.
Sheila is a clock designer. She sells clock designs at Digger Nick's Clock Emporium by the dock. Digger Nick's big black clock design is a hot seller.
Wow. Very good. We got to win there. Ted versus the FCC. It helped that we brought 12 black people in to watch.
Hey, my respects to the jury.
All right, I'll say it. Bad jokes on the way. 844-999-OLA. Send those emails to the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Bad jokes are next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Bad joke time, 844-999. Hola, and away we go on the bad jokes.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Where does Captain Hook go to get a new hook?
Where does Captain Hook go to get a new hook? Where?
The secondhand store, of course.
All right, not bad, not bad. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the bad jokes.
Ole.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so why are there so many unsolved murders in West Virginia?
Why are there so many unsolved murders in West Virginia?
Because there's no dental records and all the DNA is the same.
Do you know what West Virginians do on Halloween?
Pumpkin. Hello, Miguel. Welcome to the bad jokes.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hello, Miguel. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
All right, let's go to Brandon. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Thanks, guys. Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
What's brown all over and rhymes with Snoop?
What's brown all over and rhymes with Snoop? What?
Dr. Dre.
An oldie but a goodie.
There we go. All right, we made you drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yep. And today, we brought him up yesterday, but today we're actually going to officially toast 46-year-old Jonathan Crenshaw of Miami, Florida. Now, we're not entirely sure what happened this past Tuesday, but to hear it from Jonathan, he was sucker punched by a tourist from Chicago before then getting kicked in the head. He said this happened around midnight. He's a homeless dude sleeping on the sidewalk. That's what he says happened. Now, to be fair, the tourist says that is not the case. But either way, the tourist ended up getting stabbed by Jonathan. And what makes this stabbing notable is that Jonathan has no arms. So apparently what happened was, after getting punched and kicked in the head, dude grabbed a pair of scissors out of his waistband with his feet, stabbed the dude in the arm twice, and then put the scissors back in his waistband. All with his feet, just picture this, the tourist survived. Jonathan, however, was arrested by the long arm of the law as he was armed and dangerous.
Armed and dangerous.
Yeah, long arm of the law.
Long arm. He was armed.
He was armed and dangerous. Dude had the scissors. I just want you to picture this. You have a pair of scissors in your waistband. You take your foot. You snatch these scissors out and stab a man twice in the arm and put them back like lightning fast.
Why do you have scissors on him?
I think because you're a homeless guy and just wanted to defend yourself.
He was armed.
He was a guy with no arms.
He was armed.
But he's armed, see. If you're homeless, things are bad enough, right? People want your stuff.
Yeah, but
if you have no arms, right, you just think things would escalate. Everyone's going to pick on you. That's what my guess is.
That's impressive, though, man. You take the freaking thing right out of your pants with your
stab him
twice and put it back. Let's get it done.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola! It's going to contest it on the line. This will take color 9-844-999-OLA.
OLA! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.